The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. 1-877-807-9977. Got a caller first hour. Lou from Michigan lit up the whole hour. Great stuff. We're going to stay that train of thought. A wise Christian tries to purify himself by hearing a heart-searching ministry. If the minister never cuts you, it's no use to you. If it does not make you feel ashamed of yourself, and sometimes half angry with the preacher, it is not good for much. If it's all smoothing you the way the feathers go and making you feel happy and comfortable, which many desire, be afraid of it. Be afraid of it. But if, on the contrary, it seems to be open up old wounds and makes the sores fester and the soul bleed before the living God, there you may have hope. It is a ministry which God is using for your lasting good. The true Christian not only wishes the preacher to search him, but his prayer is, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Psalm 139:23. He does not want to live in sin, thinking it not to be sin, but he wants to get away from it. Of course he does, because he sees the sacrifice, and if we're born of a holy seed and undefiled seed, we will allow and tolerate nothing to be in our presence outside of that. Why? Because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be pulling me down. But a real Christian, when he hears this, he loves this. He doesn't mean to defend his sin or to tone down the process. The commandment is holy. I am carnal. I am sold under sin. And when we begin to understand the process that the law of God is holy, just, and good, hey, guess what? We're going to side with the Spirit. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death, and we want to be free in the Son of God. Free from what? Salvation is liberation from sin, bondage. So it's a good place to be.
It's like the process. You just brought up the process. When a person goes through the process of the cross, it is impossible to understand. You can't reason it out. The one thing that I always ask for is the Lord to speed up the understanding of the process. And by that, I just mean this. If I'm going through it, Lord, I need to understand at the end of it.
So did David.
Please speed this up. Don't take away the cross, but speed up my understanding of it so I can abide in it. Because that's foolish to think we can live outside of the cross. If we're living, then we're alive.
You know, but what I heard Lou saying was, because, and Lou, forgive me if I'm saying this the wrong way, it was such a good conversation we had, that we can't bear the cross for others. And I think what happens at times is people look at a man like Moses or Aaron, and really what they want them to do is they want them to do it for them. And it's the same thing with politicians. We can't expect the politicians to do for us what we have been given the power to do for ourselves. And it's a two-way street.
And what happens when you do? They'll take that, and they'll do it for you.
If they really, if they see the...
I'm saying that in a negative sense, because we can't trust those spiritual things, those holy things like liberty, to a group of people, just a select group of people. It has
That's
to be trusted to us all.
That's right.
Because they'll take it, and you see spiritual tyranny, too. Look at the Roman Catholic Church during the Dark Ages. They took that from the people. The people didn't work out their own salvation.
Yeah, I just watched Martin Luther last night. He didn't even read the New Testament.
Exactly.
Yes.
He had no clue.
No.
So he had to trust his priest in that. Hey, you got to trust your government, or you have to trust an Obama for that. And that goes back to Lou's point, is that we have inherited. I mean, he said you reap what you sow. Imagine this. I have a field. If I don't sow into it, what am I going to reap? I'll reap starvation because I need food to live.
Right.
But secondly, if a man sows into, if a man has a field, he has to get it one of two ways. Either he has to buy it, or it has to be an inheritance, because you have to acquire land somehow, and it has to go through a price. Maybe you didn't pay for it. If you didn't pay for it, you'll reap starvation. If you did pay for it, now you got a loan. It's just like working a business. I have a loan. I've got to not only pay off my loan, but then I've got to make enough money to live. So I'm doubling hock here.
Yeah.
But people nowadays don't believe that this land was inherited to them, and it can go away too.
Yeah.
Liberty can do that very same thing.
Right.
It was no different.
They think it will remain without the eternal vigilance.
Because they were born into it. They didn't understand the price. And at the end of your message, every time...
Well, you have an entitlement attitude today. And by the way, who is a allowed that entitlement attitude to fall to the younger generation, that something's owed to them. That's scary stuff. It really is.
And where did that entitlement attitude creep into this country? It creeped in right through the church because people believed that, well, Jesus died for me. People don't like to hear the cross. They don't like to hear the hard message. They don't like to, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on down the line. So what do they like? What do people like? Well, they like feeling good about themselves. They like when their marriage works. They like when their kids are behaving, things like that. So we started to adjust and accustom the gospel message to just that, eliminating the things of the law or the threatenings of Christ, which they're there in the New Testament just as much as they are in the Old Testament. There's always a choice of reaping and sowing. So then they started to accommodate the people. Well, you come to Jesus, you get these good things like in your life.
Gimme.
Going to your point of going into the military. Why does a person go into the military? I mean, straight up put, you sign your life over to the government, your life.
Yep.
You now are a dead man because you're not owned by yourself.
And they'll tell you that.
It's no different than Christ.
Yes.
But now you see recruiters luring kids in. How? Not giving them the analogy that they've signed their life over to the government, but, hey, look what you can get if you just sign this piece of paper.
Right.
Well, look what you can get from Christ if you just say this prayer. So it started in the church, those spiritual means, because liberty is spiritual. I mean, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
Our friend brought up the Black Robe Regiment.
You know what's going through me right now? Give me liberty or give me death.
Liberty or death. Join or die.
Well, that sounds pretty extreme to me,
that's
doesn't it?
Extreme.
Yes.
It's very extreme.
Yeah.
But if you live in a culture where you're not accustomed to those extremes, listen, I remember when I first, I grew up in a quote-unquote Christian home, acknowledging Christian things, reading the Bible, etc. But I knew nothing of the cross, knew nothing of Christianity, and I'm not even claiming to know anything of it now. But I will say this, when I took the Lord's covenant seriously, I'm serious, more serious than I had before in my life, boy, it all started to turn upside down. And yes, my family thought I was beside myself. They would pursue me and say, yo, what are you doing here? You just made a 180. What's going on? I knew you had some bad things. Just quit doing those bad things, but don't actually pursue these good things to this extent.
Well, you didn't need to really repent like that. I mean,
this is getting a little...
you're starting to not make us look so good anymore.
Yeah. That's right. And then that's the city of Vanity Fair. And as I'm just watching, I mean, does this make sense? I just watched this video and we posted it on Facebook. These people, they went to a gay pride parade, and I've done this before.
Okay, so you're shifting gears.
But well, kind of, because it shows how extreme are you going to take this.
Yeah.
So they go into the gates of hell, which literally, a gay pride event is the gates of hell. If you haven't been there, you need to go just experience it. The lewdness, the craziness, the sinfulness involved in this. This man held up a sign that said this. He said, idolatry, materialism, pornography, drug use, rock music, drunkenness, TV worship, Jesus saves from sin. Nothing about homosexuality there.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he stirred up the nest. In the end of it, these guys were tackling this guy, trying to beat on him. Now, is that extreme? Well, just leave them alone. Let them do it. No. You can't leave them alone and let them do what they're doing because their national sin is affecting us all. And like you said on Twitter that I just tweeted from the last event that we did, the joke is on us. Joke is on you. The joke is on your kids.
I want to add to what you're saying. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God.
Yeah, can't have them both.
And I think the thing is people need to know what it says in Luke 12:4 that basically we're not called to fear man. Those that can kill the body and do nothing to the soul, we're to fear him who can both kill and cast the soul into hell. Now, folks, that's a diabolical fear to those that are in their sins.
That's right.
But it's a filial fear to those that love God and were adopted into sonship by his son, Jesus Christ.
They want to be free from their sins.
That's right. And so in saying that, why didn't this guy just put in there, your sin is before a just and a holy God. Homosexuality is an abomination. I'm not so much worried about what they'll do to me. They should be worried about how God's going to deal with them if they don't find their son in salvation through Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. I'm going to stay the course, friends. Kind of talking across the boards right now, but it's good radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As you know, we've been on tour for the past week. We've been down in Iowa. The week before that, we were in Florida. I told you all about the Twitter kerfuffle with Roseanne Barr. We thought she would throw a shot at the ministry. You can find that at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But I don't have time to cover that right now because I need to tell you all the things that we've been doing. Remember, this is Do Radio. Jan Michelson's show, Bradley, was on Tuesday down in Des Moines, Iowa, just before we did the Des Moines Tea Party with Vicky, who was the stay-at-home mother that we talked about before. She started this tea party because she said, I've got to do something. She's an evangelical. She loves God. She loves Christ and realized she needs to take responsibility for her country. We did that at the Iowa Machine Shed. You can check out the pictures there. By the way, I don't know if any of you are pork chop eaters, but I saw the biggest pork chop I've ever seen in my life there. And there's a young man there. And we took a picture of it. Boy, I bet it was good. Then we went from there to Thursday, the city of Armstrong. We were in the Armstrong City Park. There with Landon Kolash and his father sponsored that event and did a big bash there in the city right before the fireworks. We had a little fireworks of our own for truth's sake. Follow all that at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, also on Twitter. And I want to read one more Twitter that we've been tweeting. And folks, if you're not on Twitter, get to it because it's 140 characters. It's short, sweet, and bite-sized, and we're feeding it constantly. Stop the war on women? ? Bradley saw this in the USA Today, I believe, during that week at one of the hotels that we stayed at.
Poor ladies.
Stop that war on women.
Yeah.
And then he stopped because this is the audience. This is what they're thinking. The desensitization is, yes, we need to stop the war on women. And then we flipped it for the positive and said, well, how about stopping the war on babies? What are you really trying to say?
Well, this
you
is what they're trying to advocate. They're trying to use some whorish lady down in Texas there to advocate abortion like the women are under attack when, in fact, they're the ones killing the equivalent of 57 million babies in the womb. And they're sitting there with a smile on their face. And keep in mind what Planned Parenthood rightly said, the founder Margaret Sanger, the most merciful thing that a family can do with one of its infant members is to kill its infant child.
That's right.
Pretty sick.
So who's the war on?
Of course.
Who's the war on? Is the war on the women or is the war on the babies? Obvious. So when you stand up and you proclaim that truth, which you should be doing all the time, it's not just going to be in the big speeches with the crowds of 20,000. Do it at your workplace. Do it in your school. Do it before your family, folks. That's how you change one at a time. That's how it'll permeate through the grassroots. We'll get the miracles that we're requesting of God. Why? Because that's where he's glorified in each of us individually. We can't put our salvation in man or an event or in a group of events. It has to be in the Christ who gave us the liberty in this nation. That's all we have right now for this week. Next week, we're going to be coming at you with more
systematically,
events.
Jake.
With more events. So I'm trying to ping pong a little bit.
I'm kind of thinking about what's going on here. I'm looking at Augustine over here, and then I'm looking at Charles Spurgeon over here, and then I'm thinking about what I want to get off before the end of the radio show. So I'm just kind of letting you get off what you want to get off here.
I'll read a comment here from one of the events that we did. And the reason I want to make this plain, and I'm not going to do this every single time, but this is my heart in reading the comments. This is no infomercial for the Sons of Liberty. Look, folks, if we want to make money, there's plenty of better occupations to do it at. The point is that people are responding, and that's encouraging to me. That should be encouraging to you. And the people that are responding are just like you, the listener. They're just like myself and Bradley. They're ordinary, everyday people. That's who God uses. We, Landon and I, speaking of him and his wife, just wanted to thank Bradley and the entire tour bus full of wonderful and cool people. Those beautiful kiddos, too. We bring our family with everywhere we go.
Beautiful babies.
My beautiful babies. For taking the time to come to our small town in Armstrong. We pray a lot that those that would have come would be receptive to it. This was before we came. Learning new things and hopefully wanting to learn more. We have already had some nice comments on the presentation. I am proud of my husband for putting his faith. It's the gentleman who brought us in. Again, this is a city event, not a tea party, not a church group, the whole city. For putting his faith out there and completely knowing this is what he wanted. Speaking of his heavenly Father requiring of him, what is the Lord requiring of you today? And I say requiring.
You know, it's pretty interesting.
Not asking of you.
It's pretty interesting too, because when you guys set up that event, I knew it wasn't a tea party. I knew it wasn't a college. I knew it wasn't a high school. I knew it was just a bunch of different demographics of people that were coming together. And I just said, you know what, Lord, I know what I'm dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. But what's awesome about it is no matter how faithful, when you're faithful to the message.
That's right.
Jesus is willing to draw the men to you, regardless if it's something they want to hear. I mean, how many people must have came over there and thought, well, I never thought about this before.
That's right.
And they're allured to the message right away. Mm-hmm. And that's what truth does, folks. It draws people. And if I can go back to Lou again, America is simply looking for leadership.
Yeah.
They're not looking for debaters. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for people that are willing to stand up and say what needs to be said. Did you see the response that I got yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that was listening to the Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, and they said that, that's great and all, but you kind of just go right to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Where the answer's found.
Yeah, this is not rhetorical radio, friends. We're out there doing the last month and a half, we've done 4 states.
Mm-hmm.
We were in North Carolina, South Carolina, we went to Florida, we went to Iowa. And friends, just so you know, we're trying to figure out how it's going to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking by faith.
That's right.
Now, I know some of our little conspiratorial enemies out there are thinking that we're making all that and we're, you guys really got it going on. No, we may on the King's Highway, and yes, God is faithful, but the bottom line is, friends, is we're not making so much, money hand over fist that we don't know what to do with all of it.
Well,
we're just trying to get to the next state to win and fight for our freedoms the same way our forefathers did.
That's right. Every time we make money, what do? We invest it back into what we're doing. And by the way, our 990s will be published here shortly, so you can go check those out. If you want to see all the details.
Yes, we need to be. Hey, and folks, the doors are wide open. We continuously reiterate this. The doors are wide open. We love when people come from all over the country and knock. Hey, listen, they just come in. I'm sitting here on live radio during the week or weekend, and all of a sudden I'm looking up at some guy that I have no idea
who he is. He's waving at you because he knows you.
See, I'm listening to you all the time, and I'm from Michigan. It's like, well, thank you for coming down. Doors are always open, and we just, that's an invitation. Come down or come up to Minnesota, wherever you may be, because we're here 6 days a week. And if we're not, we're on the road. And we may just be coming to your town.
That's right.
And I don't know that until I get there, by the way. We were in Florida.
Case in point.
We went around the corner. This is after 2,000 miles of travel. I looked at Jake and I said, okay, who am I talking to tonight?
It was a
912 group. It was a 912 group in Florida.
And they rocked, by
the way. Yeah, they did. Yes.
Pictures and videos on that one, too. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. I just heard you for the first time tonight. I went because Vicky Stogdill invited me on Facebook. Now, again, going back to this full-time mother, starts a tea party, gets active on Facebook, invites somebody. See, this is how small this is, these big reactions. It's from small particles. I'm so very thankful that I was there with my husband and daughter. I only wish my whole family could have heard you. I bought $115 of merchandise, and I cannot wait to review them and share with my family and friends. God has blessed you because you have blessed him, Becky. At the conclusion of this email, what is she talking about? She's talking about our Heavenly Father again.
Amen.
And she's seeing the power of Christ
That's
demonstrated
right.
here.
Amen.
That's what everybody's looking for.
As I'm dredging through the the message, we were in Iowa the
and
other
I was
day.
Eating.
It was so hot. And folks, I take it serious because what happens is people want to talk. They want to tell me their life story. And I'm back at the room studying. And I'm fasting because it's serious business. This is God's work. And I better make sure that I'm unclogged because out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. Preachers need to take serious the call of God because we're going to be held accountable for that.
That's right.
So
what was it? Monday, I think we were on our way down. We stopped at GCN at the studios there, the Midas Resources studios. And we did our show.
Nice place, too, by the way.
We had Greg Quinlan on. And yes. He was from Pro Family Network, and he's also the president of Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays.
Amen.
And folks, I encourage you to just listen to that podcast, because here you have a man who's been redeemed by the blood of Christ out of the homosexual lifestyle. Mm. Not only out of the homosexual lifestyle, but out of the activism, the Human Rights Commission, downtown Washington, D.C., where they strategize how to further this perverted agenda upon the American people.
He was raised up in Pharaoh's court.
Yes, he was.
Moses was raised up in Pharaoh's court only to what? Attack those that taught him how to do it.
To bring liberty to those that are being oppressed by that very same court. And that's exactly what he's doing. Yes. So encourage you to check that out.
He was attacked by Right Wing Watch, as was, did you get the email yesterday? Another homosexual outlet tried to pick it up and, you know, demonize our friend Greg Quinlan. And it was called The Advocate.
Oh.
And it's absolutely interesting.
Advocating what?
Well, I think they got 10 readers, but I didn't mean to make them famous or anything. I just wanted to let people realize that there's a price to be paid for the truth that you speak.
That's right.
Yes.
You'll be attacked. Just like the video we just posted again on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And gosh, I mean, if a guy like Tim Tebow can get attacked, it doesn't take much to get attacked.
That is about as...
anymore.
But hey, that's wimpy Christianity. But I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah,
but that's the reaction of the word. I mean, like I share in the program when I do it, it's interesting when someone's nailing or hammering a nail into the wood and they miss the nail and hit their thumb, they don't cry Hare Krishna.
Yep.
They didn't go, oh, Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, Zen or Dalai Lama. No, they always take my father's name in vain, which is an attestation of the fact that he is alive forevermore. He is the resurrection of life. And it's interesting that people would always curse God's name, which is not a good place to put yourself, by the way, friends. But it's interesting that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And what are they doing? They're actually acknowledging the ones that they're at war with.
Because when they're cursing, they're asking somebody to damn something. Well, the only thing you can damn something is its creator, and that would be God.
Right. Gotcha.
There you have it.
Hey, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about 72 killed resisting gun confiscation in Boston. Is it an allegory, a metaphor? How would you play it?
Did you hear about it? Did you hear about these people killed?
No, but did you read this?
Yeah.
What would that be, a metaphor? I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out when we come back. Someone can give me the answer. 1-877-807-9977. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I'm Dennis Behrendt with AmericanDailyHerald.com. Bradley Dean is proving that just one good man can make a tremendous difference in the lives of others and the life of the nation. Through this work, he is reminding us that freedom is only possible when a moral people live under a constitution that restrains the government from interfering with their natural rights. At American Daily Herald, we're proud to support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in this vital work.
So how would I say his name? Blaise Pascal? He that takes truth for his guide and duty for his end may safely trust to God's providence to lead him aright. That sounds like John Quincy Adams when he said, do all that you can do and leave results up to God.
Then you can trust in his providence.
Amen. Amen. Always. Or what about this one? Augustine said, where I find the truth, or where I found the truth, there found I my God, who is the truth itself. Amen. Now, I'm gonna hit some of you guys right between the eyes with this. If I bear witness that the worst days I have ever had have turned out to be my best days, and when God has seemed most cruel to me, he has been most kind. If there is anything in this world for which I would bless him more than for anything else, it is for pain and affliction. I mean, this is crazy. This is a different gospel, friends. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, I'm going to say it again. That was only a half of the quote. I bear my witness that the worst days I have ever had have turned out to be my best days ever. And when God has seemed most cruel to me, he has been the most kind. If there is anything in this world for which I would bless him more than for anything else, it is for pain and affliction. I am sure that in these things the richest, tenderest love has been manifested to me. Our Father's wagons rumble most heavily when they are bringing us the richest freight of the bullion of His grace. Love letters from heaven are often sent in black-edged envelopes. The cloud that is black with horror is big with mercy. Fear not the storm, said Charles Spurgeon. It brings healing in its wings, and when Jesus is with you in the vessel, the tempest only hastens the ship to its desired haven. That's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was studying 1 Peter and 2 Peter this week. Wow, it's just incredible. And you know, I was talking to a veteran in the natural, just to bring it back over to the parallel, which I cannot bring, by the way. But I can bring it to a carnal understanding. Jesus always spoke in the natural so you could understand the spiritual. But he was talking to me, and he was a Vietnam vet, and he said that 56,000 rounds were shot from his gun. And you could see his eyes water up right away. And I'm not going to ask him what happened. But I said, sir, the best way that I could answer him was this. I said, you have riches that we know not of. Scripture even talks about that. Because it's a love that's imparted through the cross by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost hovers across the cross and around the cross. And when you think of the veterans and you look at them, they're totally rich. But look at how sensitive they are when they see the price. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, what comes to my aid right now is when I think about the boys in 1944, June 6th on Utah Beach. I heard a veteran say once, before you complain about getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you might want to consider what those boys did on June 6, 1944. But remember when, Jake, we took the kids to that park and there was a colonial, little city there, and there was 13 flags representing the colonies, and then they had the Liberty Bell in the center. Mm-hmm. And everybody was so entertained that they didn't even care about the history of America.
I thought that was probably the coolest part of the park.
Same here. I was
that in the museum.
Totally. Yeah. I love that because it's cool stuff. It's history. It's like you can leave there, putting your feet on another portion of the rock that God causes us to walk on.
Isn't that a great point too? Because like with the gospel, and this is going back to what we were talking about before, where the pulpits have separated the cross from the riches that you gain through the cross. And in this park, you know, there's all this stuff going on, and people are fulfilled, and they're satisfied, and they're having fun, and things like that. Not realizing that the very foundation of it was those 13 colonies. It was the Liberty Bell. It's what was bled and died for, so that we could have the liberties to be able to prosper and go out. And like John Adams said it, when he was in France, they asked him, you know, what do you think of poetry and music? And he said, I must study politics and war so that my kids can study science and mathematics, so that their kids can study the arts. And so there's a three-step progression into there, but you can't ever lose off the cross. Otherwise, you have to start the process all over again.
Well, when you say the three prongs or the three systems or the three, the process,
the
stages,
yep.
Well, remember what Hudson Taylor said. There's three stages of God. I found that there's three stages of God. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. Then it's done. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always think that way. And it's like when troubles come your way, you just always look at it like, wait a second, Lord. You taught us to think opposite of this because you said that what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And who's the faith of? Jesus Christ. And if you take that to the roots and to the core of the issue, you can see where Jesus said in Galatians 2:21 that I'm crucified with Christ. As a matter of fact, every night that I pray in my life, Lord, I'm crucified with you. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then I take myself not only to the cross, but to the baptism. And then Scripture says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, but you have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto you. And why do you obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto you? Because you've seen the crucifixion. You have Christ evidently set forth before your eyes always. Just like in the natural. We talk about it all the time. And I just think it's important to keep ourselves. Then I go over to Romans 8, talking about my prayer life real quick, friends. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. I want to know the spirit. So therefore, if you go just a little bit right after that, I'm doing this through memory, friends, in Romans 8, so forgive me if I'm in error in any sense of the word. I'm not jumping scriptures on purpose. But when it says that we mortify the deeds of the body by the spirit, then he says, for as many are led by the spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And then when we are sons of God, what does it do? He begins to talk about the adoption of what? Our adoption to heaven from our Father. And what do? We begin to cry out towards heaven. We're not crying out towards heaven. That's not home.
Yeah, you're not alive.
No.
I mean, if a baby that is just delivered does not cry out for its mother's milk, then it's not alive. You have a stillborn baby on your hands. And our life will be shown through what we cry after.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, literally, I mean, just as we're talking right now, this continues to get raw. I know sometimes...
I like it. We're going deeper.
On Saturday nights, after the workload of the week is, I would say, subsided somewhat, because there always is something that's happening. But then I take the time where, I mean, the kids will pick out either a documentary or a true story, watch the Ben Carson story the other week. But before I even get to that point, even though I know that according to most people, that's not really even entertainment, before I even get to that point, I've got to get into the Word, and I've got to get into prayer, and I've got to make sure that my foundation is set before I can even enjoy that part. And still, even when I'm enjoying it, I've got one eye on the ball at all the time. And it was the same thing with this park thing, the foundation. What is the foundation first? I felt so good and gratified going in and looking at the Wax Museum, studying the history, looking at the 13 flags, seeing the Liberty Bell. And
the tree.
Exactly. Yes. And there comes, there's like a trade-off.
Sons of Liberty.
As a kid, you know, you don't necessarily feel the good food going in your body. You'd rather have pop and sugar and things like that, because you just don't notice it yet. As an adult, you start to get older. You eat that broccoli. You enjoy that broccoli. Why? Because it tastes good? Well, eventually you'll learn to like the taste. But why do you enjoy it? Because, you know, it makes you feel good.
How about radishes? I got a bag of
radishes.
Radishes
are good.
All right.
Organic. We got to keep the pesticides off. But the point is sometimes, and this is the same thing with Christianity, you endure things in the front end, just like a Marine or in the SEALs when they go through basic training. Do you think they want to do that again? Oh, no.
Yeah.
But they realize if I had not gone through there, I would not have survived anymore.
Oh, I just watch when my wife watches these all the time. There's snipers. There's Marine snipers. There's... the PJs, which is an Air Force version of Navy SEALs. Then we watch the Navy SEALs. Then we watch the recon of the Marines. Yeah. And the harshness, they go into it for that. Mm. I mean, they have these guys saying it sucks, but I love that it sucks. It's like, what? Listen, if you're not going to enjoy the fact that it sucks, then they'll tell them, get out.
You won't survive in war, because isn't that the end?
Let me finish my point, though, Jake. Let's go to the Marine recon real quick. They get out of the Marines. They get out of war. They go back to basic training again for 13 weeks. At the very end of it, they go through, you know, the gas bombs. They throw them out, and then they get sick. And there was one particular individual that was carrying a 200-pound man. It was a mannequin on his back, going through all this gas, puking his guts out, can't inhale it. And this is at the very end of basic training. They call it a crucible. They call them, they have all these names for them.
Biblical.
Totally. It's all biblical. And at the very end of it, the kid stopped, and he said, I'm not taking one more step. At the very end of the 13 weeks, his second phase of basic training to become a better American, a better patriot. You know what the sergeant does? He walks up to him, then get out of here! Then get out of here! And all of a sudden, guess what the Marine does? He starts walking again.
That's right.
And he walks past the line. By the way, there's the anointing right there. It just came right after that. I'm not taking another step. Nope. And then all of a sudden, the anointing's right outside of it. So he just about missed it. So he picks himself up. He said, it's a state of mind. It's a state of mind. You can. And then after basic training's over with, they say, I don't know how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that I was listening. And by the way, the drill sergeant said, I can be your best friend, or I can be your biggest hindrance. Mm-hmm. I can be your best friend to get you through basic training, or I can be your biggest hindrance. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't hesitate and keep walking.
Yep.
Right? And the only people that can do that is those that know what they're talking about.
Yep.
And that's why David said he knew more than the ancients, because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. But in saying all that to say this, my wife feeds on that kind of stuff, and it's great stuff. And if you don't understand it, you're going to go look at it and say, that's harsh. No, friends, we've got away from the fact that we are a nation that the world respects because we mean what we say.
Because of that.
That's exactly right. And it's also interesting. Okay, is everybody hearing that, Buggy, when you're saying that? Oh, here, guys, listen to my producer really quick. Say it so everybody can hear it. This is what I just heard, guys.
30 seconds.
Such a man. Such a man.
Of course.
But I think, you know, it's just like what I say during the meetings that we have. You know, I understand before I was around that everybody used to love each other enough to get in their face, each other's faces. Now you're taught by a new system and a new spirit of the world rather than the spirit of Christ to go ahead and just hire an attorney and sue them if they tell you too much truth. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
So what I've decided to do, yeah, she's going to have to sit there for a second. But what I decided to do, friends, is, well, I've actually decided to bring the trooper in with me just for a couple minutes here. Because yesterday what happened, we were actually in the grocery store and we were talking about this. And this is kind of our food. We're talking about these videos and these documentaries of the military. Now, folks, let me bring this over to Jesus really quick. And then I'm going to come back to David. And then I'm going to come back to you, Steph. And I want to talk about this really quick. Jake, weigh in at any time. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 5, speaking of Jesus Christ, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, he went to the God that created him and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. That obey him. Okay? Now, I go over to David really quick, Psalm 141, speaking of the cross again. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. That's the anointing. And by the way, right when I took a break here real quick, my wife came out and she said, I got that anointing when you said it as well. And I'm sure several people across the country got the same thing. But that's it. About the time most people are ready to say, that's enough, the drill sergeant comes over and says, get out of here. And when he takes the extra step, he finishes basic training and he doesn't know how that he did it. It was supernatural. And they're so happy that they made it through. But, honey, the conversation that we were having yesterday, I'm going to call you honey. Is that okay?
I love that.
Okay. We were talking about how basic training is there for the purpose of training men up for war.
Right.
Okay, and now explain what we were talking about.
Well, what I was noticing, and it just came out so nice, is we were talking back and forth, like you said, going grocery shopping, and the people that train these soldiers as they go into basic training, they have to be hard on them. They have to lay the cross on them, especially during basic training, because if they don't lay the cross on them while they're training, they're never going to be ready for the war.
That's right.
They're going to spin out. They're going to die. That's right.
That's
he said.
Right.
He said there's no second chances, basically. He said either you pass or you die. And it's so spiritual,
that's
all
right.
These things they're talking about,
that's
what you
right.
mentioned for the crucible. The last march that you were talking about is actually called the death march. So we die that Christ might live through us. And when that man had said, I'm not taking another step, it's a total spiritual thing, because when you say, Lord, I can't go on anymore, I can't do it, all of a sudden Christ takes over.
That's
when
right.
we are weak, he is strong.
So when your back's up against the wall again. So in essence, what we're talking about, and folks, that's why it's always black and white when you listen to the Sons of Liberty. Because, folks, you need to realize there is no lukewarmness. Scripture is black and white.
Right.
There's no other way. There's not like a second hell, friends, if you miss the boat here.
Well, it's like our liberties. They're black and white. Everybody wants our liberties to be black and white.
Right.
I have this, right? It's black and white. You can't violate this. Why? And if I do violate it, then the law comes in and says, yes, exactly. Your liberties are black and white. Therefore, the law that protects them are black and white.
Right. Okay, so now let's take it into a situation. Stay this course. And if I get off track, pick me back up again. But we're in a situation right now where America needs leadership. And we know that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Yep.
Who understands eternal vigilance if they don't know the cross? So we're looking for leadership now, those that are willing to bear the cross regardless of men like it or not. Now, in saying that, I want to go back to this, because those that are listening to us, those that are leaders, you need to just stand up and let the press vilify you, demonize you. Let people lie about you, because they called Jesus Beelzebub. They called him the devil. Guess what? God didn't fail Jesus. He glorified himself through Jesus. And he set a table in the presence of his enemies at the end of the day. But we have to endure. And let me say this to encourage you. God didn't maintain us six times to drop us the seventh time. Okay? Because God is faithful. He is not going to deny himself. But let's go back to basic training.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if the drill sergeant is soft on his soldiers? Then it comes to the point where there's war, and they didn't get what they bargained for. They want the benefits, but they don't want the war. And then when the war comes, they spin out.
That's right.
They spin out. And in the process of that, honey, I thought it was so important what you said, because I want to write a whole article on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was that good.
Yeah. It's such a great point, too. And when you speak about leadership, too, as well, in our country, it's like people are looking for leaders, people to take the step up. When I reflect and look on the leaders that we've had in our country, such as MLK, you know, John F. Kennedy, history is not written of these men because they compromised, because they were politically correct, because they didn't, you know, say what needs to be said. History is written of these men because they took a stand. It was black and white. They didn't care about being politically correct.
Yeah.
You look at Martin Luther King, a man, you know, of conscience, is a molder of consensus. And you brought up a point yesterday. I don't care if 99% of the people say so in these polls that are contrived anyway. What matters is what the Bible says, what our principles are, and when people stand and stop being afraid of being politically correct, and we don't want to offend anyone. Listen, it's because we have not wanted to offend anyone and speak the truth
right.
that we are finding ourselves in the way we are today, in this country that we are, and until people are willing to take that stand and lose reputation, just as Christ did, he made himself of no reputation, we are not going to see
it. You know, the real question is why are those that are being robbed of their freedoms, why are you not offended by the methodology of the totalitarians?
That's right.
That's the real question here.
Well, they bark loud about it, but then when it comes time to do something about it.
The conservative talking heads, where they lack conservatism.
You know, that's the thing, is that, you know, just recently, even with a familiar situation here in my midst, you have people that will talk so loud about how bad everything is. But then, because you don't go through training, then all of a sudden here comes the war, and you haven't prepared for the training. You haven't prepared for the war by the training. Now all of a sudden, well, God has called me to something different. God called you to something different? Did he change his mind? What was it?
Right.
It was improper training.
That's right.
And God, if he wants to shift your course, he'll shift your course, but you'll always be progressing forward. You always will be progressing forward. You can't slide back.
Yeah.
If I'm sliding back, I'm losing my love. It was like, I just read a commentary, I think it was by John Wesley, and it was regarding Deuteronomy 5, where Moses went into the presence of God. Now, the people handled the presence of God at first. They did. They heard his voice. But what they said is, if we continue in this presence all the time, we're going to eventually die. That's what they meant. It wasn't that they were going to die, because they would have died. They didn't. But they said, Moses, you go up there into that continual presence because we know you won't die because that's what you're doing, right? And then you convey to us what God has. So then we'll kind of get this secondhand thing. And ultimately, those children of Israel ended up backsliding from God or walking away from God.
Right.
It was their children that then had to be baptized through what? Joshua brought them in. It was through war.
Right.
And then they sustained, and then the elders sustained. So it's anybody who doesn't go through the basic training. They get picked off immediately.
But we're talking about those that came back from war after basic training that went back into basic training. And the ministry, speaking of which, is at a new level right now. Mm-hmm. And we're breaking another threshold. And what's happening is we're orbiting.
Yep.
And in the process of that, that's what these guys are doing. They're covert like guys.
Yeah.
They're sent. They're sent on special missions. What did he say about those that are made through special mission?
Yeah.
Is that where you were going?
Where I was going to go is you know, we were looking at the Marine snipers, and what he was saying is you can't mass produce these men. He said, I would rather have 14 men that make the standard than 40 men that make a substandard.
Amen.
Because then you start to lose lives. He's saying they're going to excel when they're not going to cheat. One guy, he missed it by one shot. And Matthew was just saying his brother missed it by two shots. He was done. No.
Yep.
You're either going to hit the target and become a Marine sniper. They call them hogs. They're first pig, professionally instructed gun, then hogs, you know, then hunters of guns.
Yeah.
And make that standard. And they keep it up there so people don't lose their lives. It's an elite group of people that if you really want the gold, you're going to get the gold.
Yeah,
but you have
to climb
up.
Because the gold is in you.
That's right.
It's in you. Here, let me say this. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, paralleling to the spiritual, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, Ephesians 4. He talks about the pastor and the teacher as well. Pastor, teacher, apostolic, prophetic, and or evangelistic. We're talking about the body of Christ, but the same training, because when you look at military in the natural, they get their training from the Bible.
Exactly.
Well,
it's 100%
do the parallel.
And they're all risking the same thing, no matter what their special training is.
Semper Fi.
They're risking their own lives. I mean, you can be in the Air Force. A lot of people, you know, laugh about the Air Force, the cream puffs, but I guarantee if you're trapped in
the
middle of
PJs.
Nowhere,
not the PJs.
Their slogan is actually that others may live.
That's right.
So spiritual.
That is spiritual.
Yeah.
But I mean, who else is going to come if you're down there? And this happens all the time, and it happens in the midst. If we're all pressing to the same, we're all going to attain that same prize. We're all going to work our giftings together. Because
right.
The guy in the Air Force, he didn't do as intense training as maybe another guy, say, example, in the Special Forces. But guess what happens when that guy in the Air Force comes? He risks his life the same way to rescue that Special Forces guy. So we all have to work in lieu of each other. This is the point I was making to this person recently. What happens is they get to a particular point, and they say, well, I'm called elsewhere. Okay, fine, go elsewhere. But then they turn on the place where they said that they were called originally, and then they start bagging on it. And when you start bagging on it, what do? You cut off the call in your own life, and you progress backwards continually.
Right.
These particular men have lost their lives. When you said, I die so that I might live, that others may live.
Thank you, Annie, for jumping in.
That's
great stuff. And we're going to have more to talk about next week, but I love that train of thought because this is talking about and bringing spiritual understanding and impartation to understand what the cross is about to get to the other side.
Amen. And folks, your donations is what keeps us doing this, folks. Everything you heard today, all the testimonies, it came from people like you sowing in. We appreciate your tax-deductible donations. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Get the product. It's what maintains us and keeps us moving forward.
Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.